Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And today, we're taking a look at a passage found in Acts chapter 22. And here, we read about Paul's testimony about his conversion to the Christian faith. He's actually sharing the testimony of what God has done in his life. You see, before Paul met Jesus, he was actually named Saul. And Saul was a prominent Jewish religious leader, and he was actively persecuting Christians. He hated Jesus, he hated the church, and he wanted to put an end to the Christian faith and to the Jesus movement. But one day while he was traveling to go and have Christians arrested, this happened. And I want to read these verses here in Acts chapter 22, starting in verse 6. It says this. This is Paul speaking. He says, "About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' 'Who are you, Lord?' I asked. 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting,' he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. 'What shall I do, Lord?' I asked. 'Get up,' the Lord said, 'and go into Damascus. Then you will be told all that you have been assigned to do.' My companions led me by hand into Damascus because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that very moment, I was able to see." So while traveling to go have Christians arrested, Paul encountered the risen Jesus. And when he met Jesus, it changed everything for him. Saul became Paul. He surrendered his life to Jesus, and he went on to become the greatest missionary, the greatest church planter in Christian history. He's responsible for writing a significant portion of the New Testament. He is arguably the greatest Christian who has ever lived, and it all began at this moment, this time, where Paul met Jesus and his life was transformed. Now, my guess is you probably have not had a dramatic salvation moment like Paul did. You probably haven't seen a blinding light from heaven. You probably haven't heard the voice of God speak. But I wonder for you today, have you had a moment in your life where you placed your faith in Jesus? Where you were met with the reality of who Jesus is, that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross, that he rose from the dead. And in that moment, did you make the decision to trust and place your faith in Jesus? You see, each and every one of us at some point in our life are going to have to decide what we're going to do with Jesus, what we're going to do with the message of the gospel. Are we going to choose to receive Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior, or are we going to choose to reject him? Are we going to simply be indifferent towards Jesus, where it's just some story that we hear, or are we going to choose to follow him with our life? All of us are going to have to make that decision. And if you've experienced Jesus in your life, if you've placed your faith and trust in him, well, just like Paul, and it should change your life. It should change your priorities and your values and your actions. And just like Paul, you should now be on mission to help other people hear and to know the good news of salvation that's available through Jesus. And so I want to take a moment today for us, those of us who have placed our faith in Jesus, to thank God for the testimony that we have of the work that God has done in our life, and then to ask God for boldness as we go and as we share the message of Jesus with others. And so, Father, we thank you that just like Paul, that we have these stories of transformation, of life change, of salvation, where we met you. We realized who you are, what you've done for us, and we placed our faith and trust in you. And Lord, I pray for those listening today, if there's anybody who has never come to that place in their life where they've turned to you for their salvation, where they've called out to you to save them, Lord, today would be that day. Today would be the day of salvation in their life. And God, for those of us who have trusted in you, God, give us the boldness, give us the passion and the urgency to share this good news of Jesus so that we can see other people come to know you as well. So Father, we love you and we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.